Once upon a time in the ancient Nordic realms, there lived a powerful god named Thor, the god of thunder and lightning, known for his unparalleled strength and courage. With fiery red hair as robust as a roaring flame, Thor was easily the most revered of all the gods in the Aesir tribe. Thor was the son of Odin, the All-Father, and Jord, the goddess of the earth. He resided in Asgard, the celestial fortress of the gods, in his great hall, Bilskirnir. It was said to have 540 rooms, a testament to Thor's wealth and status among the divine. The iconic symbol of Thor's might was Mjolnir, a formidable hammer forged by the ingenious dwarven brothers Sindri and Brok. Mjolnir was not just a tool of destruction. It was also a symbol of creation and protection. It was so powerful that it could level mountains and also, quite remarkably, always returned to Thor's hand after being thrown. One of Thor's greatest exploits was his continuous conflict with the Jotnar, or Giants. Giants were usually considered chaotic and destructive force, in contrast to the order represented by the gods. In numerous myths, Thor would face these behemoths, often disguising himself to infiltrate their realms. Among these many tales, the one of Thor's fishing trip with the giant Hymir was particularly famous. It was during this trip that Thor almost captured the Midgard serpent, Jormungandr, a creature so large it encircled the whole world. Thor also played a significant role during Ragnarok, the prophesied end of the cosmos. He was destined to face Jormungandr in a final battle. Even though Thor succeeded in slaying the serpent, he would also succumb to its venomous breath, walking 9 steps before falling dead. Thor was not just a god of strength and war, but also of fertility and hallowing. His hammer, Mjolnir, was often invoked for blessing marriages, births, and funerals, and his connection with the earth. Through his mother, Jord made him important for agriculture. Despite his hot temper and rash behavior, Thor was deeply loved by the ancient Norse people for his protective role. His tales, embedded in the ancient sagas and poems, continue to resonate through the centuries, a testament to his timeless appeal. If you would like another short tale, comment below and give Mimir's Well a subscribe.